Now, what do you expect this to be? I mean, you expect it to be turned loose? I know people talk about, you know, last year you had 3 sacks, the year before, like, had 11.5, and the changes and everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I don't know exactly how it's going to turn out, but I'm very excited about this defense. I'm very excited about my role and what, Billy has me doing right now. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of versatility into what I do, and I think it's going to free me up a lot.
So you get kind of chance to kind of be lined up different places and stuff, maybe after that first down, depending on what happens yardage-wise. You might be lined up all over.
Well, I'll be doing a little bit of everything to answer your question, so, which is good. It kind of keeps the offense on their toes. They don't know where I'll be going because I'll be going and doing different things all the time.
So you don't necessarily see yourself as like the rush linebacker or anything like that?
It's a situational type thing. I mean, there might be a situation where I'm rushing, the whole game. Again, this is May or whatever, June, I don't know. But, we're just installing kind of the fundamentals and the basics of the defense, and things will change from game week to game week. But at the end of the day, I can know from just this that I'll be rushing, I'll be dropping, I'll be, play with, my hand down, playing without my hand down. So there'll be a little bit of everything.
How do you feel, matched up against a lot of the tight ends in the league? You feel comfortable?
Yeah. I mean, every outside linebacker should be very good against tight ends. It's, I was in Houston, you weren't allowed to get blocked by a tight end, and that should be the same mentality here.
As the defense evolves, how much creative input do you guys have? Talk to the coaches,
that's way down the line. There's obviously always a communication point, part of the game, but Billy knows what he's doing. None of us are going to him and showing him defenses that he doesn't already know. So we'll do what we're coached to do, and then come game day, if somebody's beating somebody or somebody sees something, we'll share that with him, and then he'll make the calls that can beat them.
You were in Houston when they transitioned from the 4-3-2 to 3-4. Can you compare what you went through in Houston and what you're seeing in the early process here in Philadelphia?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of similarities. You see a lot of guys kind of with their heads cut off running around a little bit, but at the same time, there's a lot of excitement, and I think you see that here on defense. And we went from almost dead last in Houston to number two in defense, in 1 year during a lockout. So there's that same kind of excitement, and that makes obviously gets you prepared for the season when you're excited about what you're doing in the offseason.
Why do you think guys are so eager to buy into not just Chip Kelly but Billy Davis and what he's bringing to the table?
Well, because when we're going to be playing a hybrid type defense, and these guys came from a 4-3, 4-down. We're going to be a 4-down, we'll be a 3-down, we'll be a 5-down. That gives a lot of guys potential to make plays because you confuse the offense. And so that was exciting for me when I was in Houston, we first did it, and that's why I think everybody's excited here, because there's the potential to confuse the offense and make plays.
What are you seeing from Trent Cole as someone who's played with his hand down for pretty much his entire 9-year career to this point?
Yeah.
What are you seeing from him as he transitioned to more of a stand-up role?
Well, I've always had, a ton of respect for Trent because I've watched him for a long time. He's a great football player. And I see exactly what I saw, in the years past watching him. He rushes really well. And then in the 3-4, we all didn't know how it would be dropping back, but he's continued to improve, every single day. And, just today he had a really good practice as far as dropping and starting to understand coverages.
You might have already answered this, but just as far as where you line up, are you going to be a strong side guy or just a left guy? How's that going to work?
Well, like I said, this whole thing is the defense is very versatile. So, from the beginning in base regular, I'm mostly on the left, but everything changes. I mean, I'm not going to be strong always. I'm not going to be left always. I'm going to be moving around, and that's the benefit of playing, an odd front and an even front defense.